Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Frolics Live, New York. Put yourself on mute. Ralphie boy there, what do you got in the bag, Ralph? Oh, it's nothing. I found it on the bus. I'm trying to get the money out of Alice so I can join the contest. The contest down at the lodge. The costume. Now listen, Alice. I need $10.
I'm not giving you a dime, Ralph.
But I gotta have that $10, all right? For $5, I'll go with Billy the Kid.
Forget it, Ralph. You with your harebrained scheme.
Norton, can you loan me $10? $10? $10? I don't have $10. I'm broke. Payday is not till next Monday. And payday in the sewer, forget it. Well, maybe you could sell the bank for $10. Nobody would buy that. You got to be an idiot to buy that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to buy it, Norton? I don't want it. I don't want that bag. Maybe there's something in the bag that you could sell for $10.
Mm-hmm.
Something in there. Somebody left it on the bus, but it can't hurt to open it up, Ralph. Yeah, all right. I can't understand you, Ralph. What are you saying there? You're all tongue-tied when you're... Money, Ralph. The bag's full of money. Got enough money in there to keep you in pizza for the rest of your life.
Ralph, it's money.
Well, there you are, Alice. What do you got to say now?
Well, why do we know it's good money? It might be counterfeit.
Yeah, she's always complaining. Complaining. Yeah. Well, you always say, when is my ship coming in? Well, there it is, the Queen Mary. Well, that's it, Norton. Now I'm rich. I'm going to get me a motorboat with 4 propellers. And will you see how this furniture looks in a Park Avenue apartment? Boy, is it going to look good. Ralph, don't get carried away there. Just make sure you don't do what Joe Rumsey did. What Joe Rumsey do? He quit the raccoons and turned the elks. Norton, you know that I'm not like that. I'm true blue, and I'm going to stick with the raccoons. Well, you don't have to worry about the $10 no more. Come in. Oh, Grogan.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you want another donation, huh? Yeah, Crandon, I guess I can put you down for the usual dollar, huh? You dirty old, here you are. Hey, Crandon, that's $100. That's right. And there's more where that came from. Here, here's your receipt. Ah, keep it yourself. Well, Alice, that's how phony I think the money is.
Ralph, hurry up.
What's the matter? Why are you bothering me when I'm ordering all these things on the phone? Now, what is it?
You know the bill you gave Tommy to go to the cleaners and take your suits out?
Yeah. It was counterfeit. He's in trouble. Tommy's in jail. Jail? Counterfeit? Will you cut that out?
There, Ralph. Now what are you going to do?
Ralph, you want to go out or get the car? I'll get the car. Fill it full of gas and head it toward Mexico. Mexico? Counterfeit? Boom, dee dum dum. Hey, Ralph. Who's that at the door? I don't know. Might be the cops. Yeah. Yeah, okay, officer, I didn't do it. I didn't mean it. Hey, Ziggy, he thinks you, yeah, shut up. Well, listen, Mr. Crandon, we don't want, us cops, we don't want to put innocent people in trouble. Just give us the money, and everything will be all right. Come on, where is it? Ralph? I think the money's cooked along with our goose and everything else. Remember you put it in the oven?
Gah! Come on.
All right. Where is it, or I'm letting you have it?
Come on.
All right. Everybody stand still. Don't move. Drop that gun.
That's the one who gave me that phony money, the fat one. He's lock him up. He's a crook. And these are probably members of his gang.
Mama, it's me.
Don't you mama me.
Yeah, well, that'll teach you. You know, you find money, that doesn't mean it's good money. All right, inner sight. Frolic, let's see, we got Louis the Lip coming up. Jimmy Dinigan takes over the school. Well, he tries to, anyway. What else? Oh, we got the old cigarette commercials with a different flair that you never heard before. And our own Gabriel's in trouble again. This time he hangs out a shingle saying that he's an ass doctor. What? An ass doctor? Well, we know he's an ass, period, but I don't know about a doctor. All right, in a sight, I want to play a skit, and I want to dedicate it to, we have that skit, who's on first?
Hey, video, give me a second. I want to go to the other screen.
I want to dedicate it to, a new friend of mine, Eddie, who's part of a law firm, and we're hoping to have them as a sponsor.
Yeah.
Where he happens to be particularly fond of Who's on First, Abbott Costello.
Okay. Hold on.
Let's see if we
here.
Can hook that up.
Yep, I have it.
Play
it
for Ed.
Yep.
Right here live on Inner Sight.
All right, here it goes.
Inner Sight means freedom, advocate for the disabled.
Wait, yeah.
We're brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. While we're waiting for that, see if we can get it.
Yeah.
Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Adopt an Akita. Hey, nobody stops on Long Island. It's another friend of ours. My buddy Gary.
Okay, here you go.
Friends,
who's on first?
My father would be here, and here he is. If you expect to fit you. Now, he always shapes up. Now, why not let the folks themselves ask for something that they'd like to hear? Something different. Now, is there anything special that you would like to hear us do?
Baseball.
Friends, you don't want to hear that, do you?
Yeah, we got the props for you here. Oh, you prepared, didn't you?
All set, huh? Well, this is a must. I guess it's a must. We've got to do it. Well, I'll tell you. Let me see. That looks all right.
Okay, all right.
We'll pretend. All right, I'll take it easy with that. We'll just pretend that we're organizing a baseball team here at the Retired Actors Hall. And I am the manager.
Now, you're going to be the manager of the Retired Actors Baseball Team?
Yes.
I would like to join the Retired Actors Baseball Team.
Oh, you would?
I would like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so if I want to play with them, I know them, and I meet them on the street or in the home here, I can say hello to them.
Oh, sure. But you know that you're a baseball player nowadays, very peculiar name.
A lot of funny names.
You know, like Sticky Fields.
Sticky Fields.
Yeah, Goofy Dan. Booby Bobber. Booby Bobber. Well, let's see. Now, we have on our team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out, the guy's name. That's what I want to find out, the guy's name.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
You know, the manager of the baseball team?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
Well, I should.
Well, you tell me the guy's name on the baseball team.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
You ain't saying nothing to me yet. Go ahead and tell me.
I'm telling him.
You ain't saying nothing yet. Go ahead and tell me.
Who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
You know the guy's name on the baseball team?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. Who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the guy's name.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who's on first?
Why are you asking me? Why? I'm asking you who's on first.
That's me.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
That's it. That's me.
The guy's playing first base.
Who is on first, Lou?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you a simple question. Who's on first?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who? I'm asking you, what's the guy's name on first base?
Oh, no, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Don't get so high.
I'm not disrespecting anybody. Now, what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
He's on first. We're not on first. You mentioned his name.
I mentioned his name.
Yes.
I don't know anybody's name on the team. How could I mention a guy's name?
You did. You just mentioned it.
All right. What's the guy's name on third base?
No. What's on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on second.
Sign the receipt. How does he sign his name?
Who?
The guy you give the money to.
That's how he signs.
That's how who signs,
yeah.
Sure.
That's it. All right. Abbott and Costello with the Who's On First, and we had some interference there toward the end of that tape. So technical stuff, so we apologize for that.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Frolics, and, you know, you hear us talk about Jimmy Dinigan all the time, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, this one day, as Dinigan came into school, he always came in late anyway. You know? And, you know, usually in those days, you wore a white shirt and all that, and a tie and all that. But Jimmy came in that day in his pajamas.
That's
you know,
good
he
one.
Had the coat over it, but pajamas, you know. And Miss Ma said, Jimmy, take your coat off.
I can't take my coat off, Miss Ma. I lost my clothes.
What? What do you mean you lost your clothes?
I can't tell you. It's a secret. My mother told me not to tell. Anyway,
yeah.
Miss Ma, I had a dream last night. They told me to take over the school. You got to run the school, Jimmy.
What? You can't run a school. You're a young boy.
Yeah, they told me that you got to start telling everybody what to do and ask the teacher to please leave the room so you can run the school. I can't leave the room. It's against the law. Can't you know? Get in trouble? Oh, yes. Anyway, I got Miss Marnie on there. Well, Janie, go up to the blackboard and write Braille on the blackboard. I can't write Braille on the blackboard. You can only write with chalk. Oh, yeah, chalk.
You got to stop that noise. Hello.
Yeah, okay.
Put yourself on mute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can't write Braille on the... Hey, Miss Ma, how come we don't have a blackboard when we can write Braille on?
I don't know. They don't make a blackboard like that that I know of. Now, Jimmy, sit down. Take off your coat.
No, I can't take off my coat. I ain't got my pajamas on. I had to run out of the house. My mother was yelling like crazy. I couldn't stand it anymore. Anyway, I'm going to take over the school. I want to go downstairs and talk to Mr. Kramer and find out what I got to do to run the school. Now, I want everybody to... One of the things we're going to do is, with me running the school, we're going to sing songs. Singing is good for you. It's good for your lungs, see? I read that in a Braille book. Now, everybody, stand up. Stand up.
Just stop that.
Stand up. Take a deep breath and sing. Sing a song. Sing out loud your whole life long. Sing of good things, not bad. Sing of happy, not sad. Come on, everybody, sing. Sing. I learned that song from Karen Carpenter. Sing a song.
Jimmy, sit down and be quiet.
Oh, that's a nice song, Miss Ma. Miss Ma, let me hear you sing.
I cannot sing. I have a horrible voice.
Well, that's all right. We all know you have a humble voice, but sing anyway.
What?
Yeah. It's good for you. Come on. I'll help you. Sing, sing a song. Sing out loud. Come on, Miss Mom.
No. Oh, please, do I have to?
Yeah. If you don't sing, I'm never going to stop singing.
Oh, no. Sing your song.
Oh, no.
Sing out loud your whole life long. Oh, sing of good things, not bad. Sing of happy, not sad.
Hey, Miss Ma, it's pretty good. You sound like you had too much to drink in the bar.
Jimmy, cut that out.
Miss Ma, I gotta go see Mr. Kramer, and it's very important. He's gonna tell me what I gotta do to run the school, because we gotta change the school. It's the school is too old. We gotta get young people in the school to run it.
So he goes down to Kramer. See, in the meantime. You know, she calls him to warn him, you know.
Yeah.
And Jimmy's knocking on the door.
My God, sing, sing a song. Sing your whole life long.
Who is that? Oh, that's me, Mr. Kramer. Jimmy Dannigan. It's me.
Jimmy, what do you want? Why aren't you in your classroom?
And they're very important. Mr. Kramer, do you have a license?
Of course I have a license. What do you mean, do I have a license?
I mean, not to drive the car. I mean, to run the school.
Don't you see that up on the wall? Oh, I'm sorry, you can't see it, but it's up on the wall, framed up. Harry Kramer, bona fide principal, certified and incanastified. Incahookified? Not incahookified, incanastified.
Incanastified, what does that mean?
That means that I don't drink and I'm sober.
Oh, you mean you used to be a drunk?
How dare you?
Now listen, Mr. Kramer. I want you to teach me how to run the school.
What? Can't teach you how to run the school. You have to grow up and go to college and become a principal.
No, I don't have enough time for that. I got to do it right away. It's very important.
What's important?
The school going downhill. That's why I want everybody to sing songs. Sing a song. Sing your whole life long. Mr. Kramer, come on. Sing like you're a constipated.
What? Get him out of here. Get him out. Where's my medicine? Get him out. That was Crazy Dinigan. I don't remember what happened that day, if he ever settled down, but anyway.
Yeah.
All right, we got the cigarette commercials coming up. We got Louie. Is Louie on the line?
Let me look. Okay.
Let's see if Louie's on the line.
Yeah, I'm going to look.
Inner Sight. Brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Oh, and the Third Eye Insight. Check that out with Devin Fernandez.
Yeah.
631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez. Learn
yeah.
how to protect yourself and stay in good shape. Again, that number, 631-445-3464. Want to thank Silo and their self-advocacy conference coming up. A week from today, I believe, 14th, right? Yeah. So go to the website. You got to register for it and get the info for their website. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo. Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Texas Children Who Perished. We remind you, go an extra mile for a child, Inner Sight. Did you see Louie out there?
Is Julie? Yeah, hold on. Oh, goodness.
Go an extra mile for a child, Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. Silo's number, 631-880-7929 on the Silo.
Yep.
All right. And all our friends.
Yep.
I want to thank the town of Brookhaven for the proclamation
yeah.
on Milton.
That's great.
And we'll be telling you more about that as it unfolds. Inner Sight. And Louie's
yeah.
not there, right?
No, I don't care yet.
All right. Remember all those cigarette commercials? Years ago, you know, when I was a kid, everybody used to smoke. You know, the 1950s and all that.
Yeah.
And they had Paul Mall, Philip Morris, Marlboro, Lucky Strike, Pall Mall. There were so many commercials. Well, imagine if those commercials were hooked up with doctors.
No, geez.
Because doctors wanted people to smoke.
Right.
And they believed that different cigarettes were better for you and others were worse for you. Right? So just imagine that now. You have a cigarette commercial, and the guy comes on and says, oh, want to get clean tobacco and better taste? And when you kiss your wife, she'll love you more. Another guy comes out and says, Wait a minute. That cigarette's no good for you. What do you mean it's no good for you? Well, according to my doctor, that cigarette doesn't give you enough cancer. What? What are you talking about? Now, why would your doctor... Who's your doctor? Dr. Sick and Grower. Who? Sick and Grower. Oh, just a minute, and I'll get him. Doctor, come on out here. Yes, what do you want? I am Dr. Sick and Grower, and that cigarette is not good for you because it doesn't bring you to my office dying with the cancer. We need people dying to come to the office so we can make now the money. Are you out of your mind, Sick and Grower? I'm going to change your name to Sick and Croaker.
No,
Sick and Croaker, that's my brother. He's an optobenologist.
He's
a what? An optobenologist. Well, if he's not up to being an analogist, how come he's got a license? Oh, shut up, you stupid. Don't smoke that cigarette. It's not powerful enough to make the insurance company pay me the office. I dare you to not smoke it. You must smoke this one. Lucky Strike is better.
Yeah,
Lucky
right.
Strike. Why is Lucky Strike better? Because more people die from the cancer and they come to see Sick and Grower. And Sick and Grower, you see, look out the window here. Look out the window. You see that man with that big boat? That's my yacht. My yacht, because I got more people coming from cancer to Sick and Grower. That they're dying and I get the money. And now I can buy another yacht.
Mm-hmm.
You're out of your mind, Sick and Grower. And my brother is the epidemiologist. He helps to analyze the cancer to put it into the world so the insurance company will now pay. Sick and Grower. Get him out of here, Sick and Grower. Imagine if a cigarette commercial was like that.
Oh, God.
Epidemiology.
Yeah, instead of epidemiology.
Whatever that is. Oh, excuse me. I thought you left. No, excuse me. I forgot my stepaminiscopa.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know, most doctors are stupid like that. They don't they don't know what they're doing. They give you drugs with side effects. Oh, did you hear about that new drug? Oh, Jesus.
Which one?
I'm so afraid of it for it.
Really?
The FDA today passed a new drug for pregnant women that is supposed to protect the child from getting disease. Now, they didn't say one word about the side effects.
No.
Can you imagine? Now, you go look that up. I bet you the side effects are longer than your arm.
Probably.
Holy smoke, them people are going to take that? That's crazy. That's insane.
That's called
all right. Where's Louis the Lip?
I got to look. Hello?
He called me earlier. I didn't get a chance to call him back. Maybe he can't make it tonight.
Well, maybe. Hold on.
If he's not on the line.
Oh, no, hang on.
All right, inner sight, and Tonight is Dr. Skit night.
Hold on.
8:34 Innerside, New York, Frolic, and Gabriel. You know, we know he gets in trouble all the time, right?
Yeah, but I don't have anything for our lovely team of comics. Did I on?
Who, Louie?
Yeah.
Louie's not on, all right.
Louie's not on.
So Gabriel hangs out a shingle, and he's got a big picture. A big picture of somebody there, see? And a big sign with flashing red lights says, "I'm an earth doctor, and my brother is my assistant."
Uh-oh.
So he hangs out this shingle, you know, and on a tree.
On a tree? Wow.
Yeah. His office is behind the tree in the woods. See?
Oh, nice.
And first, here comes the look. Guess who the first patient is?
You.
Red Fox. Give me a little Red Fox music.
Uh-oh.
Got
Hold
any
on.
Red Fox music?
Yeah, I do. Just give me a little bit to get to it. This thing takes so long. All right.
Red Fox.
Red Fox coming up.
Son.
Yeah, here he is.
It.
There it is.
Your hand on your behind. What are you doing? I'm trying to do the Perini maneuver, cause I'm having a lot of trouble going to the bathroom. What? I told you to stop eating that stuff. You wouldn't listen to me. Yeah, son. Hey, Fred. I got. You know, There's a guy a couple of miles from here, and he might be able to help you. Well, he's gonna help me, Greedy. He's an ass doctor. He's an ass doctor.
A doctor who's an ass. Either
he's
or.
An ass. He's an ass. Well, he used to be an ass. Now he's a doctor. He's an
there
ass doctor.
There you go. You put them together, and you get your ass doctor.
What are you talking about, Greedy? He they let him out, and he became a doctor. Let him out. We let him out from where? They let him out from the latest mental institution. Let him right out. There he is. Come on, Fred. I'll take you over there. Come on. Oh no. Yeah. My first patient, Mr. Sanford. Now, how long have you been incarcerated in constipated of constipation? Stop that breathing in the phone. Stop that noise.
Sorry.
Stop the noise in the phone. Hallelujah! It's been at least, I don't know, 3 months, 4 months. Oh yeah. Turn around. Now let's see. Lower your pants down. Gabriel, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing with that twig? Now tell me, Mr. Sanford, you feel this? What are you doing? What is this? I got prune juice on this twig, and it's going to help you. I'm going to relieve your asinitis. You got asinitis, Mr. Sanford.
Uh-oh.
After who? Who? Asinitis. Hey, Fred, that sounds like what Wardell Jackson had. Oh, no. Well, what happened to Jackson? Well, he had asinitis so bad, he couldn't go to the toilet. Yeah? So what'd he do? Well, he went to the doctor, and they gave him some pills, and he came home, and he sat on the toilet. You wouldn't believe what happened. What happened, Grady? The toilet blew up. What? Oh, no, the toilet blew up. Yeah, and they had to call a woman sewer crew. What happened after that? Well, Wardell was so in love with, he fell in love with the head of the woman sewer crew and got married.
Uh-oh.
and they fixed the toilet, and he was able to go to the bathroom. Yeah. Don't worry, Mr. Sanford. I got the cure right here. I got the twiggity prune juice stick. Now just bend over. bend over. Steve, give me that. You're not going to. You can't do that. Give me that. Steve Gabriel, give me that. No. This is going to help him. Watch it. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. I feel like I got to go. Where's the toilet at? Where's the toilet? Right through that door. Through that door. That's outside. Yeah, that's where the toilet is. That's the only toilet we got, right behind that tree, Mr. Sanford. Hurry up. You know, Steve, you might not be a doctor, but you're a real ass. Gabriel. All right, in his sight. And the asinine doctor. Stop making that noise on the phone.
What noise are you talking about?
That noise in the phone.
Sorry, not, I keep dropping
things. What the hell
things.
Is that?
That's not this right you heard. I didn't do any of that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I'm just sitting here holding the phone.
Yeah. When you talk, you don't do it. When you don't talk is when you're more noisy. You got to do something about that. I told you 1,000 times, man. Can't have that on the show.
I guess I could get a screen covering on the phone.
It's good for the. It's better for the frolic, but forget it, man. It's horrible. All right, in sight. Where are we? Oh, we did all that. All right. No, Louie. What happened to Louie?
I'm looking.
Where's Louie the Lip? Let's see if we get him.
Yep.
Inner Sight Frolic.
Mm-hmm.
8:43 in New York Frolic. I don't know what happened to Lou.
Lou's not there. We have
Anthony.
If you want. I don't think he could sing.
Let me see if I can
give him a call.
Raise Louie.
Okay.
On the line. He called me earlier, but I don't know what I didn't get to call him back. All right, Inner Sight Frolic. And, yeah. Anybody like to be on the show? Any comics out there?
Oh, yeah.
You want to be on the show, give us a call. 631-224-3090. Give us a call. And we'd be happy to talk with you about being a guest on the show. All right?
Yeah.
All right, stand by. I'm going to try to get Louie on the line. Stand by. You take over the show.
Okay. Well, everybody, we're going to be getting Louie
shortly. And Louis loves to do, you know, little skits that we ask him to do, and he actually does investigate some of them. And he actually, you know, gives us a really good show. I was wondering, you know, he's going to be coming back. I thought I did see him, you know, for 2 seconds on the board, but I'm not sure about that. Anyway, it's kind of nice to, you know, get Louis on the phone on Friday nights because he has his own little skits in mind. So we're doing this one skit that he, you know, suggested one time. So we're going to try again with it. All right.
All right.
You should
we can't
be back.
Get Lou.
Oh, you can't. Okay.
Can't get Lou on the line.
Yeah.
So I guess he's incognito. Whatever you call it.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight. Let me go down the week.
Yeah.
Monday, mad or glad, you call in, talk about what you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday's open mic. You pick
mm-hmm.
your own subject. Wednesday's our nursing home show. And Thursdays, we usually pick different topics. Friday,
right.
Here we are, the funnies. Well, this
yeah.
Monday's a holiday, so...
Yeah, it is.
Maybe we'll put on a rerun.
Yeah, I could do that.
Holiday. All right, in a sight, and, you know, I got the idea for that doctor smoking thing.
Yeah.
From how doctors want you to be sick.
Yeah, I tell you.
So they can make money on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
All right.
And then I thought...
I said that from the beginning when I was, you know, disabled in the beginning. And I said, these guys are vultures. They just want money. And my mother, like, don't say that. Some of them are
you
good.
You interrupted me, by the way.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry. You want to continue?
And then I thought that they would pick
uh-huh.
the worst cigarette... and say it was the best cigarette.
Because
more people would come to the office and
mm-hmm.
complain and all that, and, you know, congestion and whatever. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they'd get the insurance money to come in, plus whatever else the patient had to pay. You know, sometimes you got to pay...
a copay.
Something out of your pocket, you know.
Right.
So that's how I got the idea for that, and you know, that would be so funny.
Yeah.
If that were
yeah.
the case, and all the cigarette, and then you'd have the people on the other side trying to advertise the better cigarette.
Yeah.
That didn't make you. As sick, you know, if there was such a thing. I don't think there was in those days. I think they were all bad. Anyway, that's how the skit came about, that
oh,
the doctors,
yeah.
in other words, the doctors would be in on the commercial.
Oh, yeah, of course they would.
Telling people, you know, don't smoke this. One of the worst cigarettes that I remember was Lucky Strike, and I'll tell you.
Oh my God, that was
how
nasty.
I remember it. My old man used to smoke those damn things.
Oh man.
And the whole apartment would be full of smoke. You know. And you couldn't help. You know, we all had to inhale that stuff.
Oh yeah, of course.
Then the old lady smoked for a while. I think she quit. You know. But in those days, the doctors didn't tell you to quit, see?
Right.
They liked it when people smoked. They wanted you to smoke. They encouraged you.
Yeah, because then you need more medicine. It's crazy.
And, of course, they were making money on it.
Of course.
So that's how I got the idea for that skit. You know, you never know how you're going to get an idea for a stupid skit. And the other one, with Gabriel being an ass doctor, I got that because he acts like an ass. You act like an ass. I guess you are an ass. Well, you know that expression, a horse's ass?
Yes.
What does that mean, a horse's ass?
It means that, you know, if you're looking at it in terms of intelligence, your butt is much more astute than you are.
Oh, in other words, you know, you've heard the expression, a lot of ass expression. Another one is, you got brains in your ass?
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
Horse's ass, brains in your ass. You know, and of course you got the well-known kiss my ass and all that. You know. There's a lot of ass expressions.
You know why? I think I have a theory. They could easily say, because everybody has an ass, okay? So they could talk about anybody else's butt and that they won't get in trouble. I think that's my theory.
And asses are all sizes.
Yes, they are.
You know. Now, in my case, when I was a kid, and, you know, still the same thing today, people used to call me, some of the wise kids, you know, crack joke, they used to call me no ass. You know, because I got a very thin butt. Yeah. They call me no ass.
You don't know ass.
And one day, Dinnigan came in and he said, Miss Mom, I can't sit down. I got a pain in my ass. And she said, Jimmy, don't say that word. Oh, I can't help it. That's where the pain is, right in the ass.
Yeah.
And Janie says, well, what are you going to do, Jimmy? You got to sit down to do your work.
I got to stand up because I can't sit down. I had to go to the doctor and they put a bandage on my ass.
Jimmy, stop saying that word. What happened, Jimmy?
Well, you see, I was playing. I was playing outside and I was running and my friend made a fire, you know, and he said, Jimmy, come here. He says, you know, it was cold out, you know, and Jimmy, come here. He said, you want to warm up? Come here, Jimmy. Said, what do you want? And he said, come over here. He said, turn around. He said, now sit down on this nice hot seat. You'll warm up. And I sat down and went, and my ass burned. And I go to the doctor. And they put a big blob of grease on my ass with a bandage. And on the way to school, the bandage fell off and came down my pants and fell out the bus. Fell on the bus. Woo! And one of the kids on the bus said, Jimmy, you're a dumbass. I said, what?
No.
So I can't sit down, Miss Marcus. I lost my bandage with the medicine on the bus. Oh, and it smelled weird. And one kid said, Jimmy, it smells like your ass is on fire.
Inner sight, leave it to Dinnigan to do something stupid like that, sit on a hot chair.
Yeah.
a hot chair to try to warm up on a February day playing outside. You know, when we were kids, we didn't care what the weather was.
Yeah.
We'd go outside
and
play. It could be blizzard, could be hurricane, anything. I used to love to go out in a hurricane.
Oh, my,
wind
yeah.
Wind blowing and everything. Thunder
well,
and lightning.
As long as you didn't blow away, that was fun.
Oh,
yeah.
I used to love to go out in the bad weather. My mother used to yell,
yeah.
Frankie, get in here. Not that bad, Mom. Meantime, she's listening to the radio. You know, 75 miles an hour wind.
Yeah.
Heavy rain coming down. Trees are blowing. Oh, yes, and some neighbors have no electricity. You know, and my mother goes, oh, my God, Frankie, get in here. And I said, it's not that bad, Ma. I'm out in the middle of the storm with my raincoat on.
Oh, brother.
Make them believe, you know, I'm walking around, make believe I'm a cop, you know. I had my little water gun in the pocket there, you know, and Flato came out, and I went, psh, psh, oy, my God. He goes, Franklin, what are you doing? I said, just stand still, Mr. Flato, or I'm letting you have it. I used to imitate all these gangsters, you know. Stand still, Mr. Flato, or I'm letting you have it, say, you know. Oh, he goes, oh, my God, Prenzler, take the boy in. He's a storm, a stum. He's a stum. You know, and my mother came out and said, Mr. Flato, what's a stum? You know, it's a stum with the rain and wind, a stum. Oh, man, it's so funny. I had the water gun.
Uh-oh.
With the trench coat.
And a trench coat. Uh-oh.
Ah, that was so, it was, but I loved it. I had the boots on, you know, and I was just hanging out in the storm. And, you know, we had these big glass doors and steel on the apartment building. The place was built like a fort, you know. So you'd go behind that, you'd be safe, you know, in the hallway. Every once in a while, I'd go back in the hallway and make believe I was talking on the radio, you know.
Yeah.
All right, inner sight.
Okay.
All the things you do when you're a kid, man.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy stuff, you know. All right, we'll be with you Tuesday night, open mic. I'm going to throw a rerun up. Monday.
Yeah.
Number 3 on the list in the top 20. Thank you for making us number 3. I want to be number 1.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You got to make number 1. All right. Tally, what's the tally? You got a tally?
Yeah. I think it's 171 at the end. So it's 116,171.
116,171.
That's right.
Let's see. How would they announce that? Let's say in a church.
Oh God, probably one of those big, you know, like congratulating people in the front and stuff like that. They usually, you know, if they have another program going on right after.
No. The guy would go 100.
He can't even say it. Sorry.
116,121. 71. Like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. All right. Yeah. Inner Sight, we'll be with you Tuesday. Open mic. Thanks so much. Hope you had a little crazy fun. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Don't be an ass. Woo!
Yeah.
So